Oldies, 1450 WTHU, the Terminator here, and it is time for another edition of Law Talking. Joining me again is Jason Armahaji from Cedar Law. Jason, thanks again for joining me today.
Thanks so much, Terminator. How's the shoulder doing? Hope you're feeling better.
Thank you so much. It's doing good. I'm still the one-armed man for a little bit, but it's feeling better.
Great. Glad to hear it.
All right. Today, we are going to talk about alternative dispute resolution. Everyone likes to avoid a lawsuit, especially me. You know, I have nothing, so don't sue me, guys. Can you tell us more about what the options are for that?
Yeah, well, great question. And, you know, a lot of times when people think about lawyers or, you know, going to court, right, they think about like a traditional lawsuit, maybe even in front of a jury. But that's actually not how most disputes are resolved. Even cases that go to court often are just heard by a judge. But in most cases, they're resolved without even getting that far. And that can be done in a number of ways. You can resolve disputes through mediation, which is through an intermediary who, you know, helps both sides of a conflict come to a mutually agreed upon resolution. You can also do it through arbitration, which is through something that's like a court, but not quite the same, and is a little bit more binding. And you can also just do it informally through negotiation, right? Two parties can resolve their disputes with each other without even having to use a mediator or arbiter. It can be more difficult, especially if tensions run high, but that's also why having good representation and neutral parties to help you get to a resolution can be beneficial.
Awesome. Okay, now what is the difference between negotiation, mediation, and arbitration? Is there one that is better than the other one?
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily better. In some cases, you may have a contract that specifies if there is any sort of disagreement or dispute that you should use one of those methods before going to court. That's often done to save costs, really, right? And a lot of times people think that going to court might be the best thing for them, but it is very expensive litigation. There's, you know, filing fees with the court, but there's also lawyer costs. And these other methods can be much cheaper for all parties involved. So as we were discussing earlier, you can think of negotiation as being the most informal. That can just be between two right. parties. It can definitely help to have an attorney or some other intermediary. And of course, you know, we would be happy to help with that, but any firm would be able to do that. And then it kind of goes up to mediation, which in many cases, like a former retired judge often will offer services as a mediator. And that can be remote. It can be in person. So it really just depends on the circumstances. You know, you might have to wait a month or two depending on availability of that mediator. And there could be a cost associated with their services. And then one level up from that would be something like arbitration, which again would be bringing someone like a mediator, but serving as an arbiter. And there would be a little bit more procedure involved with that, you know, potentially some information gathering and, you know, preparation for something, because that's going to have a little more of a binding effect potentially than something like mediation or negotiation.
All right. And why might someone want to avoid litigation in court? Would that help me or would that help them?
Right. Well, I mean, besides just the cost, as we discussed, and sort of just resolving the dispute quicker, you know, anytime that you have a lawsuit, that becomes part of the public record. So among other things, you probably don't want it to be the case that when someone Googles you, they can find, you know, a lawsuit that you were a party to and sort of airing your dirty laundry out for the world to see. But there, of course, are cases where you might want a lawsuit, right? You might want to make something public, both to send a message to the person that you're having a dispute with, or maybe to avoid them doing something similar to someone else in the future. So, you know, it really depends on the circumstances of the case. And that's where, you know, having the assistance of a legal advisor who can help you kind of go through your contracts, your legal rights, and also your options can be really beneficial.
All right. Now, last one for you. Being a hockey player, we resolve disputes differently, but how can someone resolve disputes by avoiding litigation? And do I need a lawyer to dissolve disputes?
Great question. Well, I certainly wouldn't recommend a fist fight, but you know, something like mediation doesn't even necessarily always require money or an attorney. you know, we represent clients, of course, in Maryland, DC, West Virginia, now Virginia, and different states have different sort of options. But I know in Maryland, for example, there's a process that you can go through for landlord-tenant mediation. So, you know, if you are a landlord or a tenant and you're having an issue, and you can go through the state to have a mediation process. And if you don't have the resources for a mediator and you qualify, you potentially could even get that for free. So, you know, depending on the nature of your dispute, if it's for, you know, small claims type of thing or a larger issue, there may be options available, but you can always reach out. Please, of course, feel free to reach out to us at Cedar Law, but really to any firm to get assistance, just to better understand what your options are. And again, you can always reach us at www.cedar-law.com. You can email us at cedarlawpartners@gmail.com, or you can text or call us at 202-643-0497.
Perfect. Well, Jason, once again, thank you so much for all this wonderful information. And again, if you want to ask any law questions for Jason, send me questions, tim@wthuradio.com, and we will read and get those answered for you on the air during Law Talking. Jason, once again, thanks so much for hanging out, and we'll do this again next week.
Thanks so much, Tim Nader, and maybe take it easy on the fights while your shoulder's healing.
Will do. Stick around. I got a lot more great oldies coming right up.